Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Brad Huskins is back on the show. Brad has been a member of our Brain Trust now since the beginning. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, coming up on his 21st anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the planet. Especially, he's the number one sales trainer in the galaxy. There's no question about that. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also Munchies for Sales People, and he's our good friend Brad. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, good to have you back. We always love having you on the show because you like talking about sales, and I love talking about sales because you and I both know that nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
That's exactly right. Nothing happens in this world until somebody sells something. So, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about sales training today and some sales training techniques and what people need to do to maximize their sales efforts, so to speak.
One of the things that we've talked about earlier in this year, this week on the show, is the difference between coaching and training. And training is when you get four or five of your folks together and or even just one person, and you train them about, you know, what to do, whereas coaching, and so that's more what do we already know that we want to put in your head. Coaching is more individual. It's more one-on-one, and it's a way of improving on what you've already been trained to do. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree that, you know, training is one thing, coaching is a totally different thing, but I believe the two and two go hand in hand together, and you can't have one without the other, because I'm one of those few sales trainers that will tell you that sales training doesn't work if you're going to make an event. If you're going to make it a continuous, ongoing process, then it works very well, and a good owner, manager is training 24/7, 365, I mean, and listening in on presentations and coaching people along the way and giving them positive reinforcement. But, yeah, the job of training is never done. It's a continuous effort.
How has training changed today from where it was when you and I first started talking almost 21 years ago? How have you've been doing it now? I mean, you've been a journeyman out there every day, week after week after week for all these years training salespeople. How have you seen it change?
Well, I think that the technology has changed to where people are buying things totally differently now, and I think the advent of the Internet changed things dramatically, as we can see in the retail sector. I mean, retail today isn't what retail was, you know, even 10 years ago, for crying out loud.
Right,
and just look at what's happening with Sears and Toys R Us and all the other ones that are going under it. You know, you got to be willing to make the changes and step up to the plate. And I'm going to go to the grave believing that customer loyalty is alive and well, and that people are, when they approach any type of a business, they're really not looking for that business's products and services. They're looking for somebody to purchase those products and services from. And I think that people get so hung up trying to sell their products or their service that they forget to sell themselves and their company. And that's where people have to sell themselves and sell the company today if they're going to be successful. Because, you know as well as I do that with all the social media and the Internet and all those things, the most important type of advertising is now and always has been word-of-mouth advertising. One human being saying to another human being, oh, you got to go deal with these people.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, word of mouth seems to be making a comeback. I reported on that a week ago, that some research showing that word of mouth is becoming more valuable now than it used to be. So one of the things, though, when you talk about technology, in terms of sales training, how does technology impact sales training? I got about 30 seconds. Give me one example.
Well, we're now doing sales training via app so that the sales training is available on their phone, for example. We're doing a weekly sales training video series to where people go on YouTube and watch the training video, mm-hmm. and then they answer some questions and stuff.
And like that's good news because the people don't have to travel to get the training, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So you got no excuse. You got no excuse for not training your people, right? That's the long and short of it, isn't it?
Bottom line, that's the truth. Yep.
Yep. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Brad something about the generations. He's been dealing with baby boomers and Gen X and Gen Y and maybe even Gen Z coming up real quick. What does he think about the generations in terms of training them to be salespeople? That's coming up right after the break. Stay with us. And you know some good old
boys are ready to ride. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.